This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. Wynn Resorts confirmed today it's in early talks to sell the Encore Boston Harbor Casino in Everett to MGM Resorts. This comes after Wynn fought hard to keep what is the only casino license in Greater Boston. The company's just 5 weeks away from opening that venue. Joining us now with the latest is WBUR Senior Innovation and Business Reporter Callum Borchers. Callum, why are Wynn and MGM even considering this deal?
Well, they're not saying explicitly why, but they are saying in a joint statement that negotiations have taken place over the past several weeks, and that suggests talks began before Wynn knew whether it would be able to keep its casino license. Recall that the Massachusetts Gaming Commission conducted a year-long investigation into how Wynn Resorts handled sexual misconduct allegations against its former CEO, Steve Wynn. And until the commission actually made a ruling on April 30th, it was possible that Wynn Resorts would be stripped of the license. So it makes sense that the talks began as a kind of contingency, but it's more surprising, Lisa, that they're still ongoing now. Wynn might be unhappy with some of the conditions imposed by the commission, including that $35 million fine, and MGM might see an opportunity for a more lucrative casino than the one it already has in Springfield. That's what Boston College gaming specialist Richard McGowan thinks might be going on.
They're running into a lot more competition from Connecticut and Rhode Island. So maybe they're thinking, well, let's get out of Springfield and try to get we'll do anything to try to make a bigger splash in near the Boston area.
And MGM just opened that casino in Springfield last summertime. Companies can only hold one license in the state. So how could this deal, if it does happen, affect the gaming landscape here?
Right. Well, so one possibility is that MGM would sell the Springfield casino to allow it to buy the one in Everett. As we just heard from McGowan, now and there, the Springfield casino appears to be running into competition. We saw the casino's April revenue report just this week. It took in about $22 million in gross gaming receipts. That's down 15% from the month before. Now, you can't panic after a single month, of course, but MGM might be willing to sell if it gets the company into Everett. I also wonder, though, Lisa, if there could be some kind of business arrangement in which MGM gets to keep Springfield and Wynn keeps the license in Everett but sells the property to MGM.
Big loophole.
I've asked the commission if such loophole exists that would make an arrangement like that possible, but they haven't responded.
What about the possible sale of the Everett Casino in terms of what it means for the scheduled opening, which is coming up very soon?
Right. Well, Wynn and MGM claim that there will be no impact on the opening or on the 5,000-plus jobs at the casino. Wynn CEO Matt Maddox did say on a recent earnings call, however, that the opening could be delayed by a week or two. So there's a little bit of a mixed message there. And this was before the talks with MGM became public today. It's also worth noting that all the people who've taken jobs at the Everett Casino did so thinking they'd be working for Wynn. And the Globe, and I should credit Mark Arsenault with a great scoop today, but the Globe had an extensive report this week on the high pay and benefits that those workers expect to get from Wynn. And so it's not clear how their compensation could be affected by different ownership.
Any reaction from officials in Everett who have been so excited about this project?
Yes, we have heard from Everett City Councilor Michael McLaughlin, who seems as surprised as anybody today, and he points out that public opinion in his city has been tied to the expectation that Wynn Resorts would be the casino operator.
The people of Everett voted almost 90% in favor of Wynn Resorts coming into Everett, not of another development coming into Everett. So I definitely would like to have the community be informed as quickly and as efficiently as possible.
So you hear some concern about a possible change there, Lisa, and a sale to MGM could mean a whole new management team for the public officials to have to learn to work with, and all that community trust that's been built might have to be rebuilt. It's also possible that the State Gaming Commission would want to hold a new round of suitability hearings if MGM were to take over the Everett Casino. Remember, the commission vets all the executives and board members that run the casinos. That's part of what made the recent hearings about Wynn's license status take so long, and here we could be headed towards starting that process all over again.
Bet they're looking forward to it.
Always.
WBUR Senior Innovation and Business Reporter Callum Borchers, thank you.
Glad to be with you.